Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medesani from our Daily Blessing adapter from NCM. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. There are two ways to get out of the land of Egypt into the promised land. One way took only a few days. The other took much longer and led into the hollowing wilderness. God led the Israelites through the way of the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. Why did He do this? God was taking a group of former slaves and transforming them into His free people, ready to possess the promised land. But what appeared to be a wandering experience was really not that at all. God knew exactly what He was doing. It wasn't the nearest way, but it was the right way for the people of Israel. The way of the Lord is the righteous way, a way that is marked with the fruit of transformation through the spirit of sanctification. Today, let's walk in that way. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7, "These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." Remember, my friends, there are no shortcuts to those who walk by faith and not by sight. Shall we pray? Gracious Lord, some of our lives may feel unsettled and out of control right now, but your word tells us that you will make a way where there is no way. Father in heaven, you alone can create streams in the desert. Help us to trust and obey. In the prayer-answering name of Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.